Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, one of the games, of course, taking place will be the Los Angeles Chargers against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that should be a really good one. I'm a bit torn on it. I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, everybody told me you were torn on television. You gave one pick, and then you came back with another one. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm with the Jags. I got to be honest. My partner Nick Wright,
he convinced you?
He didn't convince me, but he can be a bit obnoxious about the Jaguars. If you didn't know, he loves Trevor Lawrence, and so
he loved Trevor Lawrence last year too, or no?
Nah, he did. I give it to him. He's been with him. He thinks he's going to be all that. And so I was just like, man, I just don't want them to win because of Nick. I don't want to deal with Nick running off at the mouth if they win. So I was like trying to convince myself for the Chargers. But my gut, Rob, I still think it could be a close game. But I think losing Mike Evans – Mike Williams is, I think he's a great receiver. I think that's going to be big. And then I just got no faith in Brandon Staley. So I had to say, you know what? I'm with Jacksonville. I can't put my belief in these guys. And I give them a shot because I think, you know, Jacksonville's not like a world beater, but I do think Jacksonville's better, particularly without Mike Williams. So we will see. But, Rob, Brandon Staley, neither you nor I have been a believer in him. I mean, heck, the reason Mike Williams is out is because Staley played him last week when they had already clinched everything.
In a meaningless game, Chris, and he wasn't second guessed. He was first guessed. People were like, why is he in the game?
Right, and that because he's had a little injury, you know, trouble at times, and so why you got him in there? And Rob, remember when Justin Herbert had broken ribs earlier in the year and they were being blown away by Jacksonville, he left Herbert in late in the game with broken ribs.
Right.
And so we've talked about, his first year's fourth down calls going for it on all manner of yardage needed on fourth down. Last year, remember the playoff? Well, not the playoff. They could have made the playoffs, when they were playing the Raiders, and the Raiders seemed content to be like, look, we'll let it be a tie. Both of us will go to the playoffs. And he called a timeout changed the Raiders' plans. And then they go ahead and score and win the game, and the Chargers don't make it.
And Chris, you remember 2 years ago, they had that game against Kansas City. You remember all the calls where he went for it on fourth down at his own 32?
Yeah.
Like, in games, like, what are you doing? Like it was ridiculous. Like, that was a game I remember they clearly should have won. And he made two or three questionable calls in his own end. You know, like, you're giving Patrick Mahomes the ball at the 32 on a fourth and seven?
Right.
Nah, come on. You must be crazy.
And somebody must have talked to him, because he
stopped that this year. Yeah, a little bit. Yep.
But let me throw this at you. If you're a Chargers fan, would you actually, because if they lose, he might lose his job. Might. If they win, you would think he's safe, his job. And Rob, Sean Payton is out there. He wants the coach.
He's lurking. There's blood in the water.
Man, I mean, and I'm not saying he's the only good coach. Obviously, there's other guys that could coach his team. But if I'm Sean Payton, when I look at the landscape, when I see Justin Herbert there, I see a team that's talented on both sides of the ball. That would be, the Chargers would be high on my list. And so here's the question. If you're a Chargers fan, would you actually root for them to lose this weekend just so it might get you a new head coach?
That's always a tough call, because I do hear fans talking about stuff like that. Like, they always want their team to win, but they're like, but we got to get rid of him. And if they win, then he's going to be here for another year.
Right.
So it's really like a tough call, because they're the favorites. You know what I mean? Like,
Like
they're the favorites.
I mean, Jacksonville came on strong at the end.
But the Chargers are the favorites in that game, and they should be.
They're 9-8, Jacksonville. They're not world.
Exactly. And so you want your team, because you feel like, man, you know, we got a quarterback. Maybe he can get hot and do what Joe Burrow did a year ago, Chris, you know, like, and deliver us to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So there's all that kind of stuff that if you're a fan, you don't want. I'm going to say that most fans don't want them, but they want their team to win. I think that they still want their team to win, and you want to feel like, okay, we're missing somebody. It was dumb on the coach's part, but we can work through it. We can still squeak it out. We can still get there. So I believe most fans would want their team to win.
You know what? I'm with you. I mean, even though, because you just never know what could happen.
People overcome stuff.
Who in the world would expect Cincinnati to have gotten to the Super Bowl last year, right?
Nobody.
You would have gone into those playoffs thinking, okay, this was nice. They got here, but they don't have a chance. And they go all the way. And so I agree with you. As much as they may not want Brandon Staley, you still want your team to win. And I don't think it would happen if they had a long playoff run. But it's not like they still couldn't get rid of the coach. I mean, depending on how far they go, but you know what I mean? Like, they could win a game, a playoff game, two maybe, even if you feel like, you know what, he's not the guy to get us to the next level. We've seen that happen at times. Remember Mark Jackson, it was the NBA. But the Warriors were a good team under him, 50 wins, and they still made a coaching change. So it happens occasionally.
I said it before, too. The other one was the Pistons with Rick Carlisle.
Yep.
They got to the second round. They weren't happy with that, and Larry Brown was available. They upgraded at that time. Now Rick went on to win a championship, but at that time, Larry Brown was arguably better.
Right.
And they got him, Chris. They went to the conference finals like 6 years in a row. But Larry
and
got him the champ with Larry Brown. So sometimes that's up to ownership and management to say, should we upgrade? Here's a chance to upgrade. We like Staley, but wait a minute, Peyton's sitting here.
Right, and that's where you judge. You don't just judge by results, right? You judge by, is this guy really doing a good job or not? Look, are we maximizing our talent?
Right.
And I think a lot of people would say no. And Rob, the other thing is for the fans, they played the Chiefs really well. They lost to them twice this year, but both times by 3 points. So, again, they got to be thinking, look, we're not necessarily expecting to come out of the AFC, but, hey, we got to take our chance. We got to, you know, throw our punch. And so I agree with you. I think they would want Staley out, but more so they want to win the game and take their chances in the tournament, as some of the coaches call it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You saw, I brought it up to Rod Woodson, that the All-Pro team and Patrick Mahomes, 49 out of 50 votes, likely means Robbie's going to win his second MVP award. Any issue from you on him being the pro, you know, All-Pro quarterback and no. MVP?
Not at all.
Yeah, I thought Hurts had a shot at the MVP, but him missing those two games is no question. It's Patrick Mahomes. And congratulations to him, second MVP award. But I, you know, Rob, my stance on Mahomes, I've said, and I just said to Rod, I think he's the best QB I've seen. I think he Jordan-esque. Could be the GOAT one day, but he's obviously got to win a lot of Super Bowls to do that. I don't think he has to win seven or eight, but he's probably got to win, Rob, at least five. I mean, his numbers are going to be much better than Brady's overall, but He's probably got to win at least five.
Well, I think he has to win at least five because you have Joe Montana, who's 4-0. And even though the numbers aren't there, people just respect what Joe was able to do. 11 touchdowns, no picks, three MVPs. You know what I mean? Like, that resume, right. I know people talk about Brady, but I don't know if we're quick to just put anybody ahead of Joe Montana. You know what I mean? As number two.
No, I mean, I think Montana right now, you'd probably say he's number two. I think Peyton Manning's probably the best. You know, when we turn in terms of ranking quarterbacks, you know, Mahomes hasn't played long enough yet. But I think Peyton Manning, Rob, is probably the best regular season quarterback, you know, but he only won two Super Bowls in the one, you know, he was older and the defense carried him. But yeah, I think it's Brady one and Montana two right now. But do you think, I mean, we've talked about the AFC yesterday. You got Joe Burrow, who's obviously very good. Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Trevor Lawrence, if he indeed is on the come, you know, I mean, the AFC, Rob, Tua, if he can ever stay healthy, it is just full of quarterbacks. How much of a factor do you think that'll have in Mahomes, you know, his chances of maybe winning four or five Super Bowls?
I think it's huge. I mean, the point that you picked the Bills this year tells you all you need to know, because you think he's the greatest quarterback you ever saw.
Right.
And it doesn't mean, but it just tells you that you thought when you looked at the teams and the season, right? You looked at where the Bills were a year ago, and you still thought that they would win the Super Bowl and get to the Super Bowl over the Chiefs. Now that still could happen. And the Bengals went into Kansas City last year and won. So it ain't easy. So you know, and I'm not, doesn't mean that he's never going to win again or he won't win a couple. But I do believe because of this, he's not coming in and it's the changing of the guard and all those quarterbacks are still around and they're older. All these guys are up and coming and are hungry and haven't won anything. That, you know.
Rob, you talk about up and coming. Check this out. Mahomes is 27 years old. He's the oldest quarterback in the AFC playoffs.
There it is right there. There's your stat or whatever fun fact, which is mind-boggling, and it just tells you. And then you just said it, Chris. Coming into the season, he was fifth. He was ranked fifth. This is my football focus.
We both thought it was very low
for him. And Rod made the point, and it's fair. Last year, he got off to a bad start with all the interceptions, played better in the second half. And I think people held that against him when they looked at his overall numbers and then coming into this year. I do. I believe that they looked at
those. No, clearly they must have.
That they held that against him. But I still thought that was pretty low. And I know they love some of these other guys and they love what they project, but they haven't produced yet. They haven't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's one thing to like somebody and his size and this and that, and everybody's fawning over Justin Herbert. He'll get there. When he gets there, we could.
We'll see.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, like he's obviously a very good quarterback. But Rob and Dak Prescott is facing this right now. Now, I don't think he's on their levels, but he's still facing the prospect of, look, it's all about winning in the postseason. You know, like you're only going to be respected to the level you want to be if you're a great player, if you win big in the postseason.
And this is why when people, you know, kind of diss Eli Manning, I don't think you, Chris, you can win, and we talk about all the time, you might have won one championship, but when you win two and you're the main guy, you make the signature throws, it's hard to discount Eli Manning. And I'm not saying he's in the top 10 of quarterbacks, but I'm saying but it's hard to discount a guy like that. It's not like he won like his brother did with the defense. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and he beat the Patriots twice.
Right.
I mean, it ended their, you know, quest for 18-0. I'm generally with you on Eli. Look, if he wasn't in New York, because we know, Rob, everything's magnified in New York, right? If you do something great there, it's viewed as greater. If you do something bad there, it's viewed as worse. if he had done this in, you know, Kansas City, would he be, you know, what you and I think is a likely Hall of Famer? Maybe not, because regular season, he was good, but not certainly not great. But
I do think,
I'm with you. Like, just the – there are certain guys – like, Lynn Swann, growing up, was my favorite player. Now, you look at Lynn Swann's numbers, even for that day, they're not huge, right? But he made – and he had good numbers, but not fantastic numbers. But
he made plays that you remember.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, in the Super Bowl, he was, like, a hero several times. So – that ultimately, I mean, it took him, I think, 15 years.
No, he won the first ballot.
Yeah,
anything,
he eventually got in. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to – I hear you. That's a good point on Eli. But I think – here's what I'd say. And, I didn't pick Mahomes this year to win the Super Bowl. Because, Rob, I mean, heck, like I said, Peyton Manning is obviously one of the top – probably top five quarterbacks ever. He won two, and he won one in his prime.
Right.
You know, Brady, Rob, he's got seven, yeah, but he went a full decade without winning a Super Bowl.
People forget that because of the finish, but there was that stretch, and he went twice, but those are the 2 years he lost to Eli during that. You know what I mean, Chris? So it was, for the Patriots, a drought, right? It was a 10-year or 10-season drought.
After winning
three out of four, right. And then all of a sudden it went cold, and then he got it back at the end. So, yeah, it is harder than people think, and now you add these other guys to the mix. Will more teams, Chris, how long will Andy Reid, and I'm not saying that all of Mahomes' success is based
Reed,
on
though,
on Andy Reid. No, but he going to be coaching when he's 80? Like, over the next 8 years? I don't know. Rob G., how old is Andy Reid? He's not 70 yet? He got to be 69 or 70, Chris.
I would think Reid is
72?
70.
64?
Yeah. He's only...
I'm 59.
He's your age, Rob.
Chris, do we look the same?
Hey, I no comment.
What?
No, I mean, no, but I'm just saying I don't want to sit here and rip the way Andy Reid looks. He's a big boy, though. Let's put it that way.
Well, hey,
no,
look at it this way.
Real talk, you do not look like Andy Reid.
If you saw Andy Reid and Pete Carroll next to each other, which one would you say is older?
Right. No question.
And Pete Carroll's in his 70s.
I'm surprised he's 64.
So am I. Are you
64? Yeah, I am shocked at that. Wow. But
okay, look, he will be around for 8 years.
Right, he might coach him his whole career. Mahomes is great, obviously, in his own right. But yeah, I mean, Andy Reid, Rob, I know you've killed him because he's only got the one ring.
He's been in a lot of big games, Chris. Right. That's all I'm saying is has been.
But Donovan McNabb, who was a very good quarterback. I mean, close to a Hall of Famer.
He needed one championship to probably
get him over. Yep. And as good as Donovan is, I'm just saying, like, he just didn't get it done. And neither did Reed, so I'm not going to absolve him. But, Rob, he is a great offensive coach. And I think he's a great coach. And so I do think if he were to leave, that could hurt Mahomes. But here's the other thing, Rob. Mahomes did – remember, he took less money. Now, you can poo-poo it and all that. And maybe maybe he didn't have to get the great players there. But you would think – that will enable them to keep bringing in good players. Obviously, they lost Tyreek Hill.
Well, that's the issue, right? It was like,
but he had a phenomenal season, obviously, without Tyreek. But yeah, I mean, I don't. It's tough. I mean, but I think, Rob, what would you say? Let's just say Brady doesn't win anymore. What number would it take for you? From Mahomes, let's say he keeps putting up the great individual numbers. Do you think there's a number of Super Bowls he would need to win for people to start, you know, for him to kind of be viewed as the GOAT?
It's an uphill climb because he probably couldn't lose too many more. Do you know what I mean?
Like, he's one and one right now.
Right. That's the other thing that like, if he loses. It's like the LeBron thing, Chris. We talk about it. Like the losses hurt you. I don't care what anybody said. Oh, well, you rather lose in the conference. Well, it's fine. And you could get to 10 championships. But when you start piling up and you have a lot of losses, no matter your,
well,
your other successes?
I think the problem for LeBron's, you know, like he's been to 10 finals, which is great. I think the bigger problem for LeBron in his finals is he's lost more than he's won.
No, right.
Like Magic lost 4, but he won 5.
Right.
So think about it. People don't really think about, oh, Magic lost 4. You know, I mean, a lot of times you'll hear, obviously you hear about the 5 he won, and then you'll hear about he went to 9. You know what I mean? So I think the thing that hurts LeBron is that he's lost
more than
4 and 6.
And trying to eclipse Brady, though,
who's lost 3.
Right.
He's 7-3. Right. What if Mahomes was 5-2?
He would have to have his numbers. I don't believe.
Because his numbers are going to dwarf Brady.
Right. But I don't believe that, I don't know if they'll dwarf him because he won't play as long as Tom Brady. I don't think he'll be playing at 45. I could be wrong because money's different, and it just depends. Chris,
I just don't assume him.
Yeah,
you
playing at 45 years old.
Hardly any players will be playing that long,
right?
You know,
so it's tough because his numbers would have to be so great.
I kind of mean, you know,
like yearly
basis.
Yeah,
you know, because you're right in total. I'll say this too, and I stand by my comment about Mahomes being the best I've ever seen. But Rob makes a fair point, Rob, when he says. Just the rules.
No, it's better now.
You can't hit the quarterbacks. You can't hit the receivers. Things like that make it so much easier for the quarterbacks. And Rob, this is evidence of that. Tom Brady's numbers at 45.
Right.
And I know he didn't have a phenomenal year.
But he still
threw for like 4,600 yards.
Right. It's just a different game. And people don't remember like Joe Montana being brutalized by the New York Giants. You remember, Chris?
I mean, it was
knocked out. Right.
It was just you tackle the quarterback however you want.
Yep.
You hit the quarterback.
You remember? Go to YouTube and watch Lawrence Taylor reach over the line, grab a quarterback, Chris, by his collar, and throw him down.
Right.
No flag.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Sammy Watkins, wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens. Man, I mean, he came out and said a mouthful about Lamar Jackson to reporters. And he basically, like, he was saying he wants Lamar to play, sign your contract, and play. I'm going to let Rob G read some of his quotes from, I guess it was yesterday, Rob G?
Yeah, he sold it to the Washington Post in what looks to be an exclusive, you know, sit-down interview. I guess nobody's really interviewing Sammy Watkins like that. So for them to get these comments on record is kind of a big deal. Here's what he said. In this league, everybody is pretty much banged up, hurt. I don't want to speak for him in his situation and whatever he's going through with the contracts. I don't know what world he's in, but for me, you got a chance to do something special. We all know with Lamar Jackson out there, this team is really freaking good and special things can happen. He can will this team to a Super Bowl. I don't think he's thinking about it that way, that he's got an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. I hope he hobbles back out there. Put him out for a few pass plays. Don't run him at all, but you never know. That could be wrong. I'm being very selfish right now. I just want him to be out on the field.
All right, Rob.
Not only selfish, but ridiculous. I'm sorry. Stop it. You're not a doctor. You haven't examined him. You're not asking a guy to go out and play hurt. And what? And Sammy Watkins has been hurt himself, Chris. Right? That's derailed his career.
Right.
Why would you tell somebody?
That's the knock on him.
Right. It doesn't even make sense coming from him. I just don't even get that. I understand, yes, it would be great to have him out there. If the guy's hurt, he's hurt. That's why there's an injury report, Chris. That's what are you saying? He hasn't practiced in 5 weeks. You remember when they killed Jay Cutler, Chris, on that playoff game?
Yep.
And then he had off-season surgery. You don't know what the guy's going through. How dare you? You can't do it. You sound dumb. Chris, you sound dumb when you don't know what someone's going through. It ain't fair to Lamar. Why? This guy's played all these. He's hurt. Why do we believe he's not hurt? There's no reason to believe that.
Rob, first of all, why is Sammy Watkins even talking?
Exactly. He got there five minutes ago.
He was in Green Bay a month ago. I mean, really. He hasn't even played with Lamar. You mentioned Lamar hadn't practiced in 5 weeks. I think the last time Lamar practiced, Watkins was playing for the Packers. So that's number one. You don't need to be, you have no idea really what the situation is with Lamar. And so for a teammate to say this, Rob, yeah, I agree. It just isn't cool. And here's what I think. I mean, Lamar spelled out his injury, grade 2 sprain of the PCL. Darn near a grade 3 sprain. So I do think he's legitimately hurt. But Rob, judging from Watkins' comments, and I'm not going to say all the players feel like he does. He might be the only one for all I know. But I don't know if you saw John Harbaugh's, and I don't know if we have sound of that, Rob G, but John Harbaugh, Rob, was asked about Lamar's tweet. And he just brushed off. He's like, nah, I don't pay attention to that stuff. I mean, he's like, that's basically what he said. Those two responses, Watkins and Harbaugh, it tells me that at least in some parts of the building in Baltimore, there's a belief that Lamar could play. There's a belief that they must think he's 80%, 85% or something and could play. And I would say this. If his knee, and he said it in his tweet, is unstable, then there's no way he should be out there because, right, obviously it's dangerous for any player to go out there with a knee that's unstable. We know the feeling of when you say your knee's unstable. But he's not a Patrick Mahomes, a Peyton Manning, a Tom Brady that's going to sit in the pocket and just throw. If Lamar's knee is unstable, Rob, that means he's not running like he usually runs. He's not cutting like he usually cuts, stopping on a dime, spinning, making people miss, scrambling, buying extra time. He's doing none of that on an unstable knee. And if he got hit like that on a knee like that, like he could really do some damage to his knee. And obviously we all know the contract situation where he doesn't have money after this year, for goodness sake. So I believe he's hurt. But like I said, I think some of the people in the building, it seems, Rob, like they think, and we talked to, you know, the reporter yesterday, that some people there think, oh, he could get out there and play. But I just think that it wouldn't be wise for him if he's not, you know, close to 100% or feeling like that knee is at least stable.
Yeah, I just think it's dangerous for people to assume anything. I just do. Unless you've examined him, unless you're his doctor, Chris, and you get a doctor on the record to say there's nothing wrong with him and I don't know why he's doing what he's doing, I just think you got to be very careful of that. And I'm going to take him at his word. I think he wants to play, wants to win. It doesn't make sense to – it's not like – okay, I'm going to get to the end of the season. Now there's a playoff game. Now I'm going to fake an injury because I'm going to make them show you how valuable I am. It's been 5 weeks. He got hurt on a play. Not some mysterious injury. Didn't he get hurt on a play in the game?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't
– and, Rob, you and I both said we thought he should sit out at the start of the season.
At the start,
yeah. He probably have a deal right now. Or at least we think so.
That's what we thought.
I know Baltimore, you know, they operate a little differently. But still, I just don't think Lamar is built that way. I'm not going to say, Rob, that the contract is not on his mind in any way. I'm not going to say that. I don't think he personally, it's just my feeling from what he said. And I don't think he could get out there and play. Like, I think, but I do think he's being wise if he could get out there and play by saying if he were 100%, I think he'd play. Or, you know, as close to 100% felt the knee was stable. I think he would play. Just because he played at the beginning of this year, he's always kind of been that type of guy that just wants to go out there and play. And, Rob, we said it before. I know I have. That I thought Lamar was not really, like, paying enough attention to his contract.
Right.
Like, remember when he was – I mean, we didn't know everything that was going on behind the scenes, but it just seemed like he was very nonchalant about it and not focusing on it like he should have been, in my opinion. And so I don't think money's going to hold him back. Rob, there are some people that think if the Ravens franchise him that he might not play. I don't see that. I think he would play on the franchise tag.
Yeah, I'm just not sure where he is on that, because if you're going to take that stance, then you could have held out before the season started.
Right.
If you're going to go that route. I mean, and it's going to be more money than you've ever made. Because of the way that
the thing's set
up. Well,
remember, he hasn't made, I mean, relatively speaking.
I'm saying, but
this is the only year he's really been paid a good amount of money, you know, relatively speaking.
Right.
Remember,
but I'm talking about the franchise tag is going to be an average of the top five,
about 45, 50 million.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That money is big.
Right. No, he's I would think he's got to play on that. Again, because you said, I mean, the money he would make with that would be the biggest money he's ever made. And like I said, right, he's only had 1 year of really getting huge money. He made $23 million this year, Rob. Guess how much his base salary was last year?
How much?
1.7.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Million. No money.
1.3 the year before that. He made $480,000 his first year and $910,000 his second year. So this is the first year he's getting significant money in NFL terms. And then for him, that franchise tag, absolutely, Rob, would be the biggest
money. It's a huge payday.
Twice as much. So, yeah, he's got to do it. And, Rob, we've seen it with Kirk Cousins and Dak. The franchise tag can, even though I don't think it's great for players, it can work in your favor in terms of getting money.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.